Jerry Bader Show, 10:35 on a Friday. That's when we examine the media bias around the state in the previous week with Wisconsin Media Check. That's wismediacheck.com and Wisconsin Media Check's David Fiorazzo, who joins us on the phone. David, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Happy Good Friday.
Same to you. The one you have first on the list that you shared with me is interesting because I have seen this story. You're saying there's a local blackout on the story of the woman who spit on a Republican staffer in Sheboygan a few days ago. Now, I've seen it online, so who is missing this story?
Yeah, not all the stations covered it, but one thing that, because there's a lot to talk about, so I'll make this really quick. One thing that was really odd in Fox 11's report on it, they had the Democrat, like the donkey, the beginning of the segment, and they said, I don't remember what the quote was, like a GOP office was attacked or something like that, but it had a picture of a Democrat, which was really interesting because it wasn't clear who did what at that time. So that was really interesting, but we did have a brand new one, just came in last night and was posted on the website, wismediacheck.com, this morning, about the Obamacare enrollment, 8 million enrolled. Yeah. And just a couple things. First of all, last week we gave so many kudos to ABC2 WBAY in Green Bay. This week, well, I can't say we can give them credit for this one, because unlike Fox 11, WBAY did not start the report off with the fact saying there are critics on both sides of the political spectrum that have publicly questioned these claims of 8 million enrolled in Obamacare. And, of course, the president claims 8 million have been enrolled, but we know Obamacare kicked more than 6 million people off their individual insurance plans. So how many of these 6 million people were forced to purchase insurance through healthcare.gov exchanges? Even the Washington Post gave President Obama four Pinocchios for his claim at the time that 7 million got access to healthcare for the first time because of his Medicaid expansion. So again, this time WBAY left that out, and that there was any controversy at all, there's any criticism or skepticism. So this is important. We've got to keep on touching base on this.
Yeah, it's critical because these inflated numbers, they're really hanging their hat on them now to try to counter the Republican criticisms of Obamacare. And you saw that yesterday, the surprise appearance by the president at a briefing where clearly they're going to try to use these numbers to push back. You also have a blackout slash omission on the Boston Marathon anniversary story.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
So two different things. Very interesting. Two insert foot in mouth stories. President Joe Biden's comments and Jay Carney's comments were not used, even though all of the local stations covered the anniversary of the Boston Marathon. They didn't, and you have to ask the question, if it was a Republican administration, you know, would they cover these type of comments? And I believe, of course, they would. They would not ignore. Biden said, let me say to those, quote, survivors, my God, you have survived the bombing, the terrorist bombing, and you have soared. He said, it was worth it. I mean this sincerely. Just to hear each of you speak, you're truly inspiring. And so it was worth it. I wonder if they think it was worth it to go through that. So that was a faux pas. And also Jay Carney, when he was asked by a reporter at the White House why they weren't allowing media access to the president as he took part of the moment of silence of the anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing, Jay Carney said, we certainly think that the moment is important, but it is mostly important in Boston.
Yeah.
So the question is, would a Republican have gotten away with that? Like, well, they don't care as much about Boston as they do other parts of the country. So we found it very interesting that also, Jerry, one last thing on this one, that none of the stations, of course, referred or used the word terrorism or act of terror in reference to the bombing, even though they all reported on the anniversary of the Boston Marathon because of the moment of silence.
And you've got another one here, which actually, you've got three things that kind of fall in together. NBC 26 here in Green Bay promoting Organizing for Action, which is what's left over of Organizing for America. And the group wasn't labeled or described at all. When Project Veritas had the secret recording of Mike Ellis, the same NBC 26 called him a conservative activist. And in the same newscast that day, Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance Cleaning Fox River was described as a nonprofit, but not referred to as environmental activist or liberal group. This could be one of the longest standing and most insidious forms of bias, is labeling one side and not the other.
And very subtle, Jerry. I don't think a lot of viewers or media consumers pick up on this kind of thing. We've been keeping track of it. There's some established patterns now. And from this point forward, we will call them out when they are mislabeling or not labeling both sides fairly. Because, as you know, Project Veritas was involved with the hidden camera video of Senator Mike Ellis, and they've done some wonderful work in the past as far as exposing corruption. Now, I wrote down somewhere what we could have reported. Here's what it is. What they could have done on the local news, if they're going to refer to the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance as, you know, this wonderful agency to improve our water quality, why would they not refer to Project Veritas as their mission is to investigate and expose corruption, dishonesty, waste, fraud, and other misconduct in both public and private institutions in order to achieve a more ethical and transparent society? In other words, they did the opposite by labeling them run by a conservative activist, but with, of course, they didn't mention environmental activism or a liberal group when they talk about the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance. We're going to start pointing out this more and more because, as you mentioned, Organizing for Action, I mean, that's supporting Barack Obama, and they, NBC 26, was rallying, saying, hey, there's going to be another one of these meetings coming up soon. So it's interesting. They're pushing this.
Yeah, and before we let David go, I want to remind you, whatever TV or newspaper market you're in, if you listen to the show, Wausau, Sheboygan, and we have folks listening out in Eau Claire, La Crosse, if you see bias, you can send a tip to wismediacheck.com. And I know, you know, David, it's often the Green Bay TV stations you're talking about. Anywhere, Sheboygan, you get Milwaukee TV, or if you stream the show in Madison, anywhere in the state, I know, David, you'd love to get those tips.
Of course, and we really need help monitoring the newspapers because we don't have a big enough staff to go get all the papers like the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and papers from Madison. So, and the Post Crescent, we could really use that help as well at wismediacheck.com.
Wismediacheck.com. David, have a great Friday and a happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too, Jerry. Thank you.
You bet. All right, in 3 minutes, I want to. This connects. This isn't an example of media bias. This is an example of beating media bias. We'll get to that and Aereo and whatever else we can in the time remaining. 10:43.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.